Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. I advise you and myself to be conscious of Allah, the Almighty, and to be mindful of Him in public and private, in anger and in delight, in ease and in hardship. Consciousness of Allah is the best provision for a believer, and through it one attains closeness to Allah, and fear and sorrow vanish. Unquestionably, for the allies of Allah, there will be no fear concerning them, nor will they grieve. Those who believed and were fearing Allah. The wise unanimously agree that unity is goodness and guidance, and that division is evil and misguidance. Two are better than one, three are better than two, four are better than three, and so on. A united people cannot be divided, and a divided people have never succeeded. It is not possible to break a spear if it is tightly bundled with other spears, nor does a lone spear remain intact when separated from the rest. Shaitan is with one or two people, but he is further away from three or more people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "A lone rider is a devil. Two riders are a pair of devils, but three are a company." He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in another hadith, "Adhere to the congregation. Beware of division. For indeed, shaitan is with the lone individual and is farther away from two. Whoever wants the best place in paradise, let him adhere to the congregation. Whoever is pleased with his good deeds and saddened by his bad deeds, then that is the believer. Our glorious Sharia has given the utmost care to the interest of the community, for it has opened the pathways for what benefits it and closed the pathways for what harms it. It may even prioritize the group and community over what is better for an individual. If everyone prioritized their individual interest over the general interest of the community would not unite, nor would the community stabilize, and division would prevail. Selfishness would be rampant, and everyone would only admire their own opinion, and everyone would claim that the truth is with them. For all these reasons, Islam has decisively addressed anything that may divide the Muslim community, cause discord among them, or turn permissible diversity into prohibited conflict. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever comes to you when you are united under one man, intending to undermine your unity or divide your community, then take his life." Now, how the broader community, note how the broader communal interest is prioritized over the lesser personal interest over the individual, even if it necessitates taking that individual's life, to safeguard the interest and unity of the Muslim community. Consider, for example, someone who personally witnesses the crescent moon of Ramadan or Eid, but their testimony is not accepted. That individual is still obliged to follow the community in fasting and breaking the fast, disregarding what they themselves have personally witnessed. This is based on the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Fasting is the day that you all fast. Breaking the fast is the day that you all break the fast. And the day of sacrifice is the day that you all sacrifice." Scholars have said that this means that the beginning of Ramadan and the end of Ramadan are with the community in the majority. Despite the abundance of textual and rational evidence on the importance of community and the graveness of anything that harms it, there are still those who are obsessed with opposing it and distancing themselves from its ranks. They find no pleasure unless they distinguish themselves by opposing the community. They hardly agree with them on any matter. Their main concern is to take a different path than that of the community, to stand out, even at their own expense. If the community takes a right, then they take a left. They love to say no when the community says yes, and to say yes when the community says no. This is the behavior of the reckless, the stubborn, the arrogant, who do not care about the majority of the community, no matter how many justifications they need to invent for their deviation and to justify their path. The wise and intelligent person aligns with the community when they are correct and advises, is patient, and makes excuses for them when they err. The occurrence of a mistake within the community does not justify an individual leaving the community entirely, because the agreement of the group in general is one of the greatest means to maintain harmony, foster love, and build a strong barrier against those who wish to breach it. Otherwise, it leads to enmity, hatred, deviation, estrangement, and that is inevitable. Although the community assures safety in a good direction, there may be times when safety may be found in isolation if the community becomes fragmented and its foundations vanish. Such occurrences are rare, and if they happen, the noble Sharia does not leave those affected without guidance, but directs them to what rectifies their religious and worldly affairs. In Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim, and others, with the wording from al-Bukhari, Abu Idris al-Khawlani heard Hudhayfa bin al-Yaman say, "People used to ask the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam about good, but I used to ask him about evil, for fear that it would overtake me. So I said, O Messenger of Allah, we were in ignorance and evil. Then Allah brought us this good. Will there be after this good any evil? He said, yes. I said, will there be after the evil any good? He said, yes, but it will be tainted. I said, how will it be tainted? He said, people who guide by other than my guidance. You recognize some things from them and disapprove of others. I said, will there be after that good any evil? He said, yes, callers at the gates of hell. Whoever responds to them, they will throw him into it. I said, O Messenger of Allah, describe them to us. He said, they are from our people and speak our language. I said, what do you command me if that happens in my time? He said, stick to the community of Muslims and their leader. I said, what if they have neither a community nor a leader? He said, then withdraw from all of those groups, even if you have to bite on the root of a tree until death overtakes you while you are in that state. Therefore, adhere to the community, unite and do not be divided. Come together and do not turn against one another. Be brothers. Beware of anything that goes against this, for it is loss without gain, Allah Almighty said. And whoever opposes the messenger after guidance become clear to him and follows a path other than that of the believers, we will turn him to what he has turned to and burn him in hell, an evil destination indeed. One important point to emphasize when discussing the importance of adhering to the community and not deviating from it is the obsession that some have in disagreeing on scholarly and cultural matters, whether they study, teach, or follow these subjects through forums and social media platforms. This is done by sharing, endorsing, and spreading odd views, strange views, and weak opinions that go against the consensus of the majority of trusted scholars and researchers. Indeed, whoever holds and promotes aberrant views is neither successful nor virtuous. Instead, they bear a great deal of evil, as noted by many of our righteous predecessors. Abu Muhammad ibn Hazm said, "Beware of disagreeing with your companion or going against the people of your time in matters that do not affect your worldly life or your hereafter. Even if they seem insignificant, such behavior only brings harm, alienation, and hostility, and may lead to conflicts and significant damage without any benefit at all. We ask Allah Almighty to unite our hearts upon His guidance. Indeed, Allah is all hearing, answering. هذا والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.